Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Romans chapter 10, reading from verse 8 to 11. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The title of our message is The Gospel Truth, that we should know the gospel truth. He says, what saith it? That the word is near us, even in our mouth. The scriptures which we memorize, which we quote, he said that is the word of faith which we preach. The Apostle Paul wrote, he said that word we are reading in the Bible is him we are preaching, that the gospel truth is the word of God. The Holy Scriptures is the subject of the preaching, is our focus, which we are preaching so that all men will also focus on him, will look unto him. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth that the word of God is Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead flesh, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart we believe, then with the mouth we confess. We believe with our hearts on him unto righteousness, and then we confess him to be saved. In verse 11, as we read in Romans 10, for the scripture saith, that's what he said. He wants us to hear what the scripture says. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The scripture says that anyone that believes on him, on who? On the scriptures, shall not be ashamed. It means he has believed the truth. He has taken to what he says. And because he took to what he says, he says he shall be justified, such person, he shall be declared righteous like Abraham, that believed the preaching of the scriptures. Abraham believed the word. And so it was counted to him for righteousness. That is the righteousness of faith, that anyone that believes the word of God, he says such person shall be saved. In Romans chapter 10, see what Isaiah says in verse, if we pick it up from verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Isaiah says by the Spirit that not all have believed. That they all have not believed the gospel. The gospel of who? The gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is the living word of God. That the word of God is living. And so God is preaching to us this living one. And the apostle says that we also are preaching this living one, the word which is near you, which we carry in the Bible, that it is he that is the truth of the preaching. And the subject of our preaching is Christ himself. That's what Apostle Peter also said. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, and hear what the Apostle Peter spoke concerning the gospel truth, that the truth is Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Fantastic. You see, Peter and Paul agree because it's the same spirit. What Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10 is what Peter also spoke of in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 25. That the word of the Lord endures forever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That they are preaching the word. That the word of God is the subject of their preaching, which he wants us to believe. Believe how? With our heart on him, that he is Christ. Who? The Holy Scriptures. And then confess him with our mouth. That's the salvation. That's how to be saved. The evidence of our belief will report from our talk that we have believed on him. Then he now seals us with the spirit of the scriptures. Then we have the testimony of him, as the scripture has said. That whosoever believes on him will not be ashamed to testify of him. That anyone that believes in the word of God will not be ashamed to preach the word. And so he's saying to us that this is the truth. What truth? The present truth. The truth that is before us, which we can see. 2 Peter chapter 1, reading verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Peter said he will not neglect this thing. He is not going to overlook it. Though you have known it, I will repeat it again so that you will know the present truth does not change. We have spoken of this truth to you. I will speak it again. And Peter is saying, what truth? Look at verse 20. Of the 2 Peter chapter 1. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said this is the first thing we must know. That the first thing is to know that no prophecy of the scripture came privately. It is not the will of man that holy men spoke as they were told, as they heard this truth spoken of by God. That it is the Holy Spirit that testifies of Jesus himself, that preaches the gospel. That's what Jesus says to his disciples. Wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit of truth comes upon you. When the Spirit of the scripture comes upon you, you will know his talk. That the Spirit is speaking of his word. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him. Who said so? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. He is the preacher of Christ. That Jesus says, I have a greater witness that none of the scripture came privately. That this gospel is the gospel of God. That God himself began the preaching and then handed it to his servants, the apostles, that they should continue the gospel. That the gospel of God is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of the Holy Bible, which is preached unto us. And now he says that the gospel truth is this word, that know it first. That if we don't know this truth, we are lost. See what Jesus says we must do to know the truth? in John chapter 8, in verse 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He said to those who believe on him, as he is speaking to us today, anyone that believes in Christ, he said, "Believe on him indeed." That the one we are to believe is the word of God. That if we continue in him, he said, that's how we become his disciples. That is the evidence that we have believed on him. When we continue in the Holy Scriptures, as ordinary letterings, no, as the Son of God. That the Scripture is the true Son of God. That's why he said in verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Are you hearing? He says, if you know the truth will make you free. Now he says, this truth is the Son of God. That the true Son of God is the Scriptures, the words of God, which we have in the Holy Bible. And that it is he that God is speaking of. The Holy Spirit is testifying of his Son. Now he says the way to be free is to know the Son of God. Then when you know him, that is true, then you are free indeed. Free from who? Free from lies. Free from deception. In Matthew 24, reading from verse 23 to 25, "Then if any man shall say unto you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'there,' believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before." That's why it says the scripture is given to us before. Before the lies come. He told Adam, he said, "If you eat of this tree, you shall surely die." He said, "Behold, I have told you before." Before the ancient serpent come to deceive you. Before the liar comes. He said, who is the liar? The devil. That many false, fake Christ will come. And be using his name. He said, don't believe their lies. Who says so? The scriptures. The scripture says, I am the truth. The true Son of God. Whom you must continue in. Then you know the true Son of God. This true Son of God will deliver you from all lies. That's why he wants us to continue in him. So when you continue in the scripture, you will know him. You will know that he's the Son of God. This Son of God whom they say they will come to tell you, no, he's there. He's out there. Don't believe them. I am. The scriptures say it. Say we should listen to what the scripture is saying, that the scripture is before all of them. And he said, this is what is going to happen. That's why you see it happening. That there's going to be multiplicities of lies. False Christ and false prophet. What is false? The speaking of lies that is not the truth. Who is the liar? The devil, flesh and blood. He said they have a different testimony. The apostle says, if anyone comes to preach another gospel than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. He says, as we said before, we say it again. If anyone comes to preach another gospel than that which is already preached, who preached it? The excellent one, the Spirit himself. Peter said, we heard the voice from the excellent glory, which Jesus says is my Father that testify of me, that bear witness of his Son. And he's saying to us that they will come. that believe what the scripture says, that there will be many false Christ and false prophets. They will show great signs and wonders to deceive, to make men turn to those things. But he said they are lying wonders. There is only one wonderful. Jesus himself, the word that was made flesh, who the Holy Scripture came in flesh and blood, and he died. He said the same scripture rose again if you believe in your heart that he is Jesus Christ. That the word that was made flesh is Jesus Christ. Where is he today? We have him in the Holy Bible. That it is he that laid down his life and took it up again. Who died? The scriptures. Who rose again? The scriptures. Who is coming again? The Holy Scriptures. He said what he says will come to pass. He said, I've told you before it happens. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, reading from verse 1, and then we read it to verse 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn unto fables. That's what the master says. He said the days are coming, they will have teachers of falsehood. They will have many false Christs and false prophets. Then the apostle told me, Timothy, he said, preach the word. That is the gospel truth. That the gospel truth is that the word of God is the Son of God. Whom we are to preach is anyone that be his servant will preach him. Will preach the truth of the gospel, which is the Holy Bible himself. The Son of God, whom the Spirit gave birth to. He said we should preach him in season, out of season. Anytime, testify of him. Don't be ashamed of him, as the scripture has said. Anyone that believes on me will not be ashamed. He will not be ashamed. Why? Because he knows that he is true. He cannot fail, for he is the Son of God, the very word of God, that God cannot lie. Therefore, the scripture cannot lie. And then what the scripture says, he said, we should take to him that I have told you before it happened. Who says so? The scriptures, the faithful witness, that the time is coming that men will not endure sound doctrine. The doctrine of God himself, that is the sound doctrine, the doctrine that God spoke of. Jesus says the sower came to sow. He came to plant. To plant what? To plant the word in our heart. He came to plant this truth that he is the true planting. All other planting is of the devil. He said, any plant that my father has not planted shall be rooted out. And so God is saying to us today that the gospel truth is the Bible himself, which is being preached to us by the gospel. And that truth, he says, we know we should take to it. See what Jesus said in John 17. John 17, verse 17 to 20. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's a straight talk. The master himself, who cannot lie, Jesus, the Son of the living God, said in his prayer to the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Do you know the word of God is the truth of the gospel truth? It says we are sanctified when we know him. How can we know him? He said when we continue in him. When we continue in him, we will hear his voice. We will know this voice of the Son of God, that his sheep hear him, they hear his voice, they follow him, that they are sanctified, every one of them, by the truth. that when we know that the Holy Scripture is the truth, he said, we are sanctified, we are separate. We are separated unto God. We don't answer to another. We don't listen to another. We only hear the voice of the Master calling. He said, come to me, all you that labor and heavily laden, I will give you rest. He will give us rest from all those noises, all those falsehood, all those imaginators and confusionists. He said, we will not be confused because we are sanctified by the truth. How? By knowing the truth. In verse 18 of John 17, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's why we have the word of the apostles in the Bible. He said he didn't pray for them alone, his own whom he said sanctify them by the truth. No, he said those ones who will also believe on me through their testimony. That's why Apostle Paul testified of him. Apostle Peter testified of him. Of who? Of the word. That the word of God is the truth, the present truth, whom we are preaching through the gospel. He is the truth. See what he told Pilate in John 18. John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Are you hearing? It says, everyone that is of the word hear the voice of the scriptures. They told Pilate, he said, for this purpose I was made flesh. I came into the world. Who was made flesh? The word. He said, so that he would bear witness to the truth, because we don't know the truth. And therefore the apostle said, Apostle John says, and we know that the Son of God came into the world. He was made a human to give us understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. He says we should turn to him. The purpose why Jesus was made flesh is to make us know the truth of the scriptures. That the truth of the scripture is the preaching. That God is preaching his word to us. That this scripture was preached in the wilderness 40 years. He said they did not believe. They grieved him, and he said they do err in their heart. They have not known the subject of his preaching. Who? Of the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Spirit is talking of him. He said, this is my body. Take it. This is my blood. Drink it. And so he's saying that I came to bear witness to the truth. He said he came to reveal the truth unto us. Who? Jesus Christ. That's why he says in John chapter 14, in verse 6, hear what he says. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Wonderful. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Who says so? The Son of the living God. He says, I am the way. We should listen to him as the scripture has said. The scripture says, I am the way to God. I am the truth of God. I am the truth God is speaking of. God is not speaking of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That it is this word that is being preached to us by the gospel. Who began the preaching? The Holy Ghost himself. He spoke to men. He spoke to his prophets. That none of the scripture, Christ did not come privately. None of the scripture came privately. They are the very words of the Holy Ghost. The word says, I am the way. I am the truth. Who says so? The holy word of God that cannot lie, that is in the Holy Bible. He said, look unto me, I am the way. That you want to come to God, you want to know God, he said, turn to me. Turn to who? Turn to the scriptures. Look on him. He says, many false Christs and false prophets will come in my name. In the name of who? In the name of the Son of God. And they have not his testimony in them. He said, that's what makes them false. That's what makes them liars. They are forgers of lies. Jesus says, I am the way. You want to come to God? He said, come to me. Come to who? To this living word of God in the Bible. That we should look unto him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. That I am the truth. The gospel truth, Jesus says. And unto this day, like Isaiah says, they have not all believed the gospel. But would that stop the gospel being preached? He said, no, faith comes by preaching the gospel. That Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why is he not ashamed? Because he had believed that the word of God is the Son of God. The word that spoke to him before he got entered into Damascus. He said, I was injurious. I was fighting against this God and these servants who speak of him. But I heard this voice from the excellent glory. I didn't turn away from this heavenly vision. I listened to him and I got understanding. That this God in the Bible came to all his apostles and prophets. That he is that living spirit that spoke in the beginning and said, let there be light. And there was light. He says he has not given us understanding that we may see him in the face of his Son. In the Holy Bible. That no one jot in this Bible would pass away. They abided forever because he is the truth of his preaching. And that heaven and earth shall pass away, but we say, whom I'm preaching can never pass away. The Holy Spirit says that I'm preaching the Holy Bible, the ultimate God, our God. He says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. Who? The Word and the Bible. That is the Word of the Holy Ghost himself, the Son of the living God. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. What's the problem? He said, they cannot hear his word. But the scripture is talking to us this day. It says, I am the truth of God's talk. I am the truth of the apostles' talk. I am the truth of the prophet that Moses wrote of me. They are all the prophets prophesy of me, that all that is written of me in the law of Moses, in the psalm, and in the prophets must be fulfilled. That I am that Son of God that is coming. I am the truth of God that is coming. So that is why he's preaching him to us. The reason why he came, he said he came to destroy the works of the devil. What work? The lies of the devil. 1 John chapter 3. I hear what the truth says. Reading from verse 7 and 8. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Who? The righteous Son of God. The right Son of God. In verse 8, he that committed sin, he said he is of the devil. The devil sinned from the beginning. What is the sin? The lie. He said he is a liar from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was come to destroy the lies of the devil. How? By showing us the truth. He said, I came to bear witness to the truth. So that we will know the truth. The true Son of God. That it is the devil that has filled the whole world with lies. Jesus says he came. Say he was made flesh to show us the true Son of God. That he said, I would die. Put me in the grave. 3 days I will get up again. Who was made flesh? The Son of God. Who died? The Son of God. Who was raised again? The Son of God. Then by so doing we know the Son of God. That he is the Son of God that would not see corruption. He is the Son of God that dieth not. He was justified. He is the righteous Christ. That he that committed sin is of the devil, and the wages of sin is death. That they have no part in life. There's only one living. Jesus, the living one. Jesus the truth. He said, when the truth comes, their lies will be exposed. That he is that refiner's fire. He is that light of God that will burn off the lies from our heart if we turn to him. That when we hear the preaching of Christ and we believe, he said, lie will depart from us. When we hear the preaching of the Holy Bible, as the Spirit says, then he said, we shall be delivered indeed. That's why he said, you shall be made free indeed. For this purpose he came. Jesus came so that we will know the truth. And then he said that truth make us free from the liar. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, reading from verse 7. And then we will read it to verse 12. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. It says, you know why the lie is working today? It's because men allow it. They've taken to lies that the light is come. May love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. It says they don't have the love for the truth. But the truth says, sanctify them by the truth, thy word is truth. That the word of God is the truth of the gospel. That is the subject of the preaching. But then Jesus says that there are going to be many false Christs and false prophets testifying of another. The subject of their preaching will not be the Holy Bible. It will be flesh and blood. I say, after the working of Satan with all lying wonders. Who is the liar? The flesh and blood is a lie. From the beginning, he said, all flesh is like grass. Their glory like the flower of the grass. There is no truth in them. No truth in the flesh. The truth is in Christ. The truth of God's testimony is in Christ. He said, he shall burn them by the brightness of his coming. He said, when the truth comes, at his time, he will reveal the only potentate, the King of Kings. The truth is his word, that he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels, and then to be glorified in his own. Are you hearing? He wants you to be his own. How do we become his own? He said, if you believe on him with your heart, believe on these scriptures, and confess him with your mouth, he said, you will not be ashamed of him. And that he is glorified in his own. That is why he said, when the angels that were loyal to him in heaven testify of him, Satan was cast out. He said, he comes in the brightness of his coming. When we turn to the truth and know that it is the Bible we are to believe, the word is living, that God who spoke to us is living. And every word he spoke is whom he said we should eat, we should drink. That this is the Bible truth. This is the gospel truth. And then he says they have turned to a lie. Then he gives them strong delusion, that they may believe a lie and be condemned. That is the condemnation. The condemned flesh. That anyone that is in Christ, he said there's no condemnation. To them that walk in Christ, who don't walk after the flesh. Who is the condemned? The flesh. Who is the liar? The flesh. What is the falsehood of their testimony? The flesh. That the flesh, they are not the children of God. The children of God are those who are born unto God again by Jesus Christ. That is, we come alive to this God. He said he came so that we will know him. The only true God and Jesus whom he sent. He said by knowing him, that is how we enter into life. We leave the dead and enter the living. We live lives and enter into the truths of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.